Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome
to a grand event.
The realest conversation ever.
You have arrived.
Now let's get to it.
We keeps it real.
You know why you're listening.
You're here at the right spot.
The podcast of realness,
celebrity gossip,
romance,
news,
music,
and all that real.
Now let's keep it real.
It's Getting Real with Zing and Jen.
Hey y'all.
We're back.
Yes, season 4.
Yes.
Episode 24.
24, baby. What's your sign? Okay, we are finally back.
I know.
It feels good. It feels refreshing.
Yes.
And if you guys haven't already, please subscribe to us on Apple, well, iTunes, SoundCloud, and we're going to get on Spotify and as well as Google Play and all the other stuff. We're everywhere. What's going on with you? It's a new year.
Yes. Happy New Year 2019. We came in kicking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stepping into 2019 like, oh,
I cannot. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I won't say New Year resolutions, but just like 2018 was a crazy year. A lot of stuff went down and I'm just in this whole like liberated peace. I'm at peace right now. So I'm living my best life unapologetically. I dare somebody to think they gonna stop my shine. You understand?
No, I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you got any resolutions?
No, I'm with you with the staying positive. I'm trying my best not to let the little things get to me. And also I'm trying to like put other people's emotions and opinions first, you know, like everyone's different. Everyone doesn't think like me. So I'm trying my best to like think about others. So
that's good.
He is what he is. But I'm glad we're back though. It's been a while. And y'all, we're going to be consistent this year.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan.
That's the plan. New guests.
You will be seeing us around soon. Like we're definitely going to be having some events because we want to meet you guys. We want to see the fans.
Yes.
And we've heard y'all.
Yes, we heard y'all.
You guys haven't missed us, so.
Mm-hmm. People have definitely been harassing us to come back.
Bad. But Jen, you got the time.
I actually do not. My phone just died. Check your computer.
Your phone always dying. Let me see the laptop. I don't know. The laptop not coming on either.
What? Okay, exactly. You coming at me, but like your laptop's dead.
Let me just
turn
the TV on. What's the
wrong? Right, turn the TV on. Okay, now it's on.
It's segment time! We keeps it real.
Zing, you got the freaking juice. What's going on?
Yes. So this all started over the debate. Like as we're coming into the new year, there's this big debate about who had the biggest comeback in 2019.
Okay.
So the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, they bring in Soulja Boy, tell them.
Okay.
You've
2004.
Right? But
I cannot be bothered with
this. The debate was who had the biggest comeback of 2018. It was over Tyga versus Meek Mill.
Okay.
Now Soulja's original like reaction was like Tyga.
Who's your vote?
Tyga, you know, how is he there? I mean, I'm trying to figure out how Tyga made it into this little category too. I would have definitely went with Meek though.
Okay, I get that.
Like over Meek.
Right.
Like Meek really came back.
Are you last year, yes,
absolutely.
Think
about he was locked up. He had everybody talking about free Meek. Mm-hmm. He made up with Drake. Mm-hmm. Okay, he dropped Champions. Like he was lit. And he's been all in this political movement. Like he had the biggest comeback.
Right?
Like... But Soulja Boy felt otherwise.
Okay.
And he wanted to know why he wasn't considered. Because what they were trying to explain to him, like I watched most of the interview, what they were trying to explain to him is like, in order for you to have a comeback, you had to have really fell off and really came back.
Okay.
He is arguing, and his whole thing is, he is one of the kings of hip hop. He's paved the way for a lot of the current artists. And when he's talking, I'm like, all right, let me actually think about it. I'm like, you know what, Soulja Boy, you're actually a fact. Like, he blew up. Think about it. He was one of the first people that came out, right?
Okay.
That blew up through being a YouTube sensation.
Mm-hmm.
He made up a dance, right? That, like, was the song.
Okay.
Right? And, like, everything he was doing everything on his own. All his engineering, everything. Now, everybody is, like, just doing that. There's just a whole bunch of dances. There's a whole bunch of people who are blowing up from YouTube. And he's saying that he paved the way. And I'm just like, you know what?
Okay, dances, yes, I would agree.
We got to give him, I think we got to give him a little bit of credit. Because, like, he was one of the first biggest artists that actually, like, blew up. You know what I mean? YouTube. He wants his credit where it's due.
Right, absolutely. Right?
And the best, well, to me, the funniest part, and I know everybody's been seeing it because the memes have been going around. They bring up Drake, and he freaks out. Drake! Drake!
Yeah, I know y'all seen that.
That nigga that got bodied by Pusha T, he starts going crazy, right? And he's like, who's hiding his kids from the world, but no one even cares about his kid? Like, he's like, Drake, he's like, man, y'all better stop playing with me. And then he goes on to say how he taught Drake everything he knows.
Okay. All right. And wait. That's not... Okay. We understand he's one of the first to come out back in the 2000s, but, like, would you agree with that?
Listen,
he's talking
Drake,
out of his ass.
He taught Drake everything he know, right? And Soulja Boy used to have a whole bunch of music when he's underground. So this, he came out with this very famous song, "What's Happening," right? So what Soulja Boy says is, "Soulja Boy up in it, saying I'm ready. What's happening?" So that part, right?
Right.
So now in "Miss Me," Drake's song says, "Drizzy Drake us in a villain. What's happening?
Okay.
Right? And Soulja Boy is like, those are all of my lines. That's my... And technically, "What's Happening" was out before.
Okay.
And I also do want to say, like, this is the logic that I've put together behind this whole theory that Soulja Boy got.
Okay.
You know how you could, like, hear a tune and it could just be, like, embedded in you and your brain just has it there?
Right.
And it's just, like, in that part of your brain that you just don't necessarily always access. And then when you're being creative, you could probably be like, oh, shit, like, yo, this is hot.
Right.
This is dope. And he probably just had that tune in the head. But who really knows? Anyway, Soulja Boy wants to be voted in as having one of the biggest comebacks for 2018.
I will give him...
What?
I'll give him a comeback when it comes to just, like, as a celebrity. Like, yes, you are an entrepreneur, but, like, hip-hop-wise, like, in the game, no, you're dismissed. You've been dismissed a long time ago. Would you agree? Like, he's an entrepreneur. He comes out with shit. Like, I know he has his own system, like, play system, well, game system, and it's doing pretty well.
And he also feels like he's just, like, he doesn't get as much credit in the rap game because he feels like he helps people out and he doesn't necessarily say, like, let me sign you. He's just, like, helping people out. And then people get up and then they end up signing deals. And he's like, damn, but I put them on, but they ain't giving me the credit.
I mean, clearly, you didn't do enough to get the credit. That's just what I'm saying.
Yeah, he just needs to get his game up. He also said he was very young. He didn't know, like, the business before. So he feels like he got played a lot. And now he's up. But I'm just like, Soulja, then you know what? Get all the way up and you gonna get that credit, boo.
Okay.
But yeah, girl, that's what I got.
Soulja, no, I like him though. I would be his friend. Would you be his friend?
Yeah, he's crazy.
I think he's funny as fuck,
though. I think he's
And a real ass person.
I think he's very funny and he's crazy too. Like,
yes.
He's a nut.
I'm still trying to figure out how he's still with that girl. But you know what? That's her business.
Yeah, we gonna find him out because they actually about to be on Marriage Boot Camp. So he's about to be real live. I'm gonna check that out because I think that's gonna be actually very funny. Just a hip-hop Marriage Boot Camp. Stay tuned. That's gonna be dope. Okay. But yeah, so Jen, you got the dude.
If y'all have listened to our other episodes, I feel like she tried to battle me, but are you trying to battle me?
I'm not trying to battle you because...
I got the tunes.
Girl, don't nobody want to hear that. What is going on in these rounds?
Okay, speaking about... young rappers of today. Well, today, back in the day, period. Are you hip about this whole Lil Pump artist, like the rapper?
I know the name.
Okay.
And I'm sure I know songs. How he looks, don't know.
Okay. Well, this is how he looks.
Yes. Okay. I do know Lil Pump. Yep.
Okay.
He sure is. Yeah.
He's 18 years old. He's a rapper. He's under Gucci Gang. You know, he's been hot stuff. But yesterday on the 28th, he tried it. I mean, I don't know what's going on with these young artists nowadays, but like, I don't get it. But he tweeted, "It's scientifically proven that I'm the most lyrical rapper of all time."
It's scientifically proven. Yes. Where's the facts? What's the science behind it? Where's the evidence?
So basically,
like, what? Who is this guy?
Girl. Okay. So previous studies said that Beyonce and Kanye, their music is within a third grade reading level. So he thinks that he's above that. But we're also talking about Beyonce and Kanye West.
This brother, hold on. You know what? I'm going to let you finish because I can't even. Go ahead.
I mean, that's all the news I got. How do you feel about that? I'm just trying to figure out how did you. This is like some. Wait, you remember when Jacquees was like, oh, yeah, I'm the best R&B artist?
Hold on.
Like, that's the same shit.
I just want to know. He said that he is scientifically proven to be the most lyrical rapper because Beyonce and Kanye West.
Studies. No. He not even look at the studies. Okay, Complex looked at the studies, and basically they saw that Beyonce and Kanye West, they were like, when it came to like,
yeah,
lyrically,
their music is on like a third grade level.
Right.
It's accessible for anyone.
Right, period.
What does Lil Pump talk about in his music?
Gucci gang.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out, how do you think you're above J. Cole? You're above Kendrick Lamar. You're above Meek Mill. You're above 21 Savage. You're above shit. I'll even put Lil Yachty in that shit. You're above Young Thug. Like, why do you think you're above everybody?
Hold on. He said.
And he's 18 years old. Like,
all right, hold on.
Bow Wow shitted on you lyrically back in the day.
I pulled it up because this is just one of his songs, right? Third grade reading level. That's comparison to Beyonce and Kanye. Gucci gang. Spend 10 racks on a new chain. My bitch love do cocaine. Ooh.
This is not even grammatically correct.
I forgot her name. I can't buy a bitch no wedding ring. Rather go and buy Balmain's. Gucci gang. Heard the kid. He said, my bitch love do cocaine. Okay.
This is not even appropriate for third graders.
Okay,
yes.
Scientifically proven. Okay, I heard
No,
the
that's
kid.
A freaking fit. No.
I heard the kid. I guess. You know what? Listen. How who we going to be to stop his talent?
My question is, if you are looking at like other rappers, like I said, Meek Mill, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, lyrically, they're on a way higher level.
No one could have even taken
21 Savage does metaphors for days.
Seriously. Exactly.
Metaphors? What?
I don't think anyone's taking him seriously. He said, my bitch do cocaine. My bitch love do cocaine. My bitch love do cocaine.
Sounds more like an infant.
Yeah. No one could have taken him seriously. He didn't even take himself seriously. I forgot that he actually looks like that.
Well, and to be honest,
You know what? He's friends with Kanye West. Kanye West put this boy in a song. You know what? I'm not even surprised to hear that this is the type of nonsense he's saying because Kanye is on some different shit. So they probably was both do cocaine together. And then he said, go ahead and put this out.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Well, that's
we've
what's going on. I'm personally just
this.
Like, it's just stupid. I think he just is trolling or just trying to find some attention because he's about to pull out another album. Some bullshit like that. It's just like disrespectful. Who are you? And on top of, you're right. Maybe the other artists like a J. Cole, a 21, a Meek Mill, a Kendrick, they're not going to pay attention to that. They're like, this child done lost his mind. Next. Thank you, next. But that's the tea, the juice, the all that with the music news, okay? Yeah. But we got the news. What you guys think?
So everybody has been like following this. I know everyone's seen this government shutdown has been absolutely crazy. It's historically the longest shutdown that we've known.
I heard.
It's like lasted about 5 weeks. And I want everybody to know that government shutdowns that last for hours, we lose billions of dollars. So just know that this man is putting us in more debt. It's actually ridiculous. But yeah, so on the 25th, Trump pretty much just announced like, hey, like he's going to stop. He's going to reopen the government. Mm-hmm. But he's only opening it up for 3 weeks. So the whole reason this big shutdown has happened, this man is dead ass serious about trying to get the funding for this border, this wall.
It's so petty.
And
it's so petty. Your wife doesn't even speak English. Get her an ESOL or some shit like that before you start doing some fucking wall bullshit. Like, are you serious?
But the real thing that's crazy is like, he said, okay, I'm going to open it, but he's only opening it until February 15th. Mm-hmm. And if lawmakers don't come to an agreement by that time about how they're going to move forward, my man said he's going to do two things. It's not even funny, but what can you do but laugh because it's so crazy? One, he's going to shut down the government again, or he's going to call like a state of emergency and use whatever powers he can, like he has, to make sure that this, like, he gets what he needs to get.
Can I just say something? I really do feel like people not being able to get on flights and as well as people not being able to get their refund checks is the reason why he's acting like this. That's why we're getting 3 weeks to get your refund checks and for people to make their flights.
I was thinking that too. I'm not even gonna lie. I was definitely thinking that too. But
or tax return. I said refund check. Refund check.
Same shit.
Okay, whatever.
It's that refund. Okay. But, no, but what's crazy, it's just like, it's
would you
so
agree, though?
Bugged out. No, I was thinking about that too. And my friend was saying, like, girl, you better file your taxes. I'm like, listen, mm-hmm. I ain't even counting on that money because this will us. Imagine this. We put in our money and we file because it's, even if you file, it, you know, it still takes like the 2 week period before they actually give you your money, right?
Right.
So what happened if they just trying, everybody thinking the same thing? We're going to put our money in and file. And then the 15th, he shut it down again and just take that money and use it for the wall. I'm just going to wait.
That would be a whole nother level. Like, I would.
But why y'all right? think he won't do that?
I'm sorry. At this time, I just need that.
It's possible.
I need that red hat that says resign, motherfucker.
Son.
I need that.
Can we
hat.
All get those?
Because, like, it's just OD. And it, honestly, it says a lot about us, you know, as citizens. Because I'm just, like, I'm just still trying to figure out why he's still in office.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on with that. But I actually did see something saying that a lot of Republicans are pretty much down for him to not be on the ballot for 2020. So that's cool. I guess, a step in the right direction. They probably fed up, too.
I'm over it.
Me, too. But enough about Donnie. What's going on?
So, I don't know if you heard about this. Do you know Jussie Smollett from Empire?
Yeah,
you know, he's a gay guy, super attractive, like one of the main actors. Yeah. I don't know if you heard about it, but basically he got attacked yesterday morning on the 28th in Chicago, okay?
Wow.
Was attacked by two people, and they basically were yelling racial slurs, homophobic slurs, and they literally got a noose and tried to hang his ass. But he was fighting back. Or whatever, like, good. He was, like, literally fighting for his life, good. And these motherfuckers fleed.
Good. Wait, time out. Is this man, Jussie isn't even really gay in real life, or is he?
Questions I need answers. I'm not trying to get nobody's business, but he probably is.
Okay.
He probably is.
Yeah, I'm like, go ahead, what else happened? Like, I'm just.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. He got attacked. He took himself to Northwestern Hospital, and he's in good condition.
Good. That's so, really good.
My thing is, it's just like, it's 2019. Like, what are you trying to do? But my thing also, why doesn't Jussie not have security? But that's none of my business.
He was probably living his best life.
Right,
like,
right.
Minding his business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just doing whatever he wanted to do or whatever. And
because he's not that big just yet. I mean, he's big.
He's famous. I think people definitely know him mostly from Empire. I mean, right. I don't really know anything.
But if you don't watch Empire, you probably don't know who he is.
But, yeah. I'm just, that's crazy. I want to know, like, first of all, I would like to know, one, how these people knew where he was, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
It was definitely planned. Like,
I'm sure it had to be planned. So it's like, I want to know actually how they knew he was going to be where he was.
Mm-hmm.
How they just, like, randomly, it's just
like
so
that.
Many questions, but first of all, shout outs to you, Jussie, for, like, fighting back.
Fighting back, holding it
are
down.
Are you kidding?
He's a black gay man.
Okay, so whoever did this, they had issues with both, clearly. And it's sad because, I mean, it's just like, yo, people can't be who they want to be. Like, they can't just do that. People always have to have a fucking problem with it. And I don't get it. If it has nothing to deal with you, then why attack somebody for who they are as a person? You understand what I'm saying? It's just like, if it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with you, why do that? It's just hate. And it's just like, for what?
I don't know. Why do you even care?
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, if it has nothing to do with
that
you.
If that man isn't.
Let him be. He's happy.
Yeah, like.
Let him be.
Yeah.
But it's just, hey, it's like a black man that's homosexual can't come up. And that's what's sad. Or anybody, because I mean, I'm not saying he's not the only person that's, you know, dealing with these issues, but I really do pray for his family and everyone that's around him and him as well, because that was absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that's sad. You know, in times like this, I don't, it sucks. It's very sad. And I also know that because of the way the world is, there's so much of this going on that I just know this is actually not like the only case.
Oh, absolutely. And this is not gonna be the last.
And it won't be the last. And I feel like this case, there probably, things like this probably happen all the time. And we just don't know because it's not somebody famous. So I hope that whoever did this, they really be made a fool of and be made, like, the justice will be served.
No, it will. It will. I'm not even.
Hopefully.
There's enough cameras out there. No, God knows where he was at. No, they'll get God. It's
yeah, but with a good consequence.
I'm hoping that Jesse gets justice. Okay.
Justice for Jesse.
Yes. All the J's. But yeah.
Girl, let's get into this.
Let's get into it. Baby, what is your sign?
Yes. Baby, what's your sign?
Baby, what's your sign?
Yes.
Episode 24.
Horoscopes. I've recently been following horoscopes. I've been seeing some shit about me. I've been like seeing it's been pretty accurate.
What made you go into horoscopes a little bit more?
You know, I really don't want to say, you know, everybody gets into this, oh, it's about to be a new year, I'm gonna do something different. So I started like diving into it as the year was coming closer and, you know, surrounding myself with like different types of vibes and different people and thinking about, oh, well, how are we balancing each other out? Do you follow horoscopes, Jen?
Yes, I do. Faithfully. You know. I got the, y'all.
Asking for the people
download.
Now. Asking for the people now.
Daily horoscope. Just to recollect on like, what the fuck is going on with me? Like, yo, am I tripping? Or is this the Sagittarius in me? Or like, you know, just gives me understanding of who I am. Because I definitely relate with my sign. Do you relate with yours? Because you are a Scorpio.
I do. People see it. You know, it's always interesting. So each sign, like we're kind of diving right into it. Just like an overview. This episode is definitely just about to talk about just the characteristics, compatibility, like the stereotypes, all the sex. Because we love to talk about the sex. I love talking about the sex.
No, I do. Like that and also the stereotypes too. Because... the stereotypes too. I feel you with the sex. You know, we'll talk about that. But
listen, I've been really, really like pretty like it's a new year. It's been a good start. Nah, but yeah, I don't know. I think just in terms of like
the question is, what zodiac sign is making you feel this way?
So we're gonna get all into that. But yeah, so I don't know. I think the good thing about it and what I really do enjoy, I love meeting people that have different signs and like going on Google or whatever it is and saying like, okay, this is what they say about your sign. Is this how you relate? Do you think this is who you are? And I feel like a lot of times, like 9 times out of 10, it is that way. So I think like, I don't know, let's see what they be saying about the sign.
Yes, that's why like we're going to run them down. We're going to go through each and every sign. And just to understand, like just like the basic characteristics of what each and every zodiac sign is all about. Yes, everyone's different though. Everyone, just keep that in mind. Everyone's different. Go ahead.
You know, each sign is like in the middle of in like 2 months. So it's like it always, people say too, like it depends on where you fall within the sign.
Because you might be on the cusp. So you might be on the beginning. Like, so for me, everyone says, well, my best friend who's a Sagittarius too, Robin says that I'm on the cusp of Scorpio and Sagittarius. And so I think I get the sexual side of the Scorpio.
Yeah, you know, so like it's funny. Like I feel that
it's funny because I'm in the beginning of Scorpio.
Let's just go through each and every sign,
yeah,
and just see the characteristics, see what they're about. So I'm gonna start it off with Capricorn because I mean Capricorn's in January. Capricorn, if you are a Capricorn, if you don't know if you're a Capricorn, it starts in December, December 22nd to January 19th. Now the strengths of a Capricorn: they're responsible, they're disciplined, they're self-controlled, and they're confident.
Okay.
I don't know how you get along with Capricorns, but I don't get along with Capricorns at all. But I love those strengths. Do you get along with Capricorns?
You know, most of my siblings are Capricorns. So I'm like listening to the.
I like them.
I'm like, I get along with them. They're my siblings. So.
Okay. All right. So you were forced. You were forced. Like, all right. So let's go over the weaknesses of a Capricorn then. They're know-it-alls. Okay, let me continue. They're unforgiving, they're condescending, okay? And they always expect the worst.
Always expecting the worst.
Yeah, I think, yes.
Out of your siblings, you said majority of them are Capricorns. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? I'm like, yes, yes, yes to the weaknesses. Yeah, I think I know a lot of Capricorns, and I definitely think that's how they live their lives. Like,
I would too. Like, even my mom, who doesn't know zodiac signs at all, and I'm just looking at their strengths, like, because me and her don't get along that well at all, like, missing a cosine.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get along at all, but, like, she is a very responsible woman. She's very disciplined. She has a lot of self-control, and she's she knows she's confident because she be saying some shit. But the weaknesses, yeah.
It's crazy. I feel like I could think of all my siblings, mm-hmm. and I see one sibling more so, like, fulfilling the strengths more
mm-hmm.
than the others. But, like, all the weaknesses, I'm like, yeah, definitely. Right on.
Know it all, unforgiving, condescending, and expecting the worst. Okay. All right. Well, Capricorns, you know, they seem like they're a little different. They're a little different. They're a little different.
You call it different. I call it dark.
Okay. Whatever. So the next one is Aquarius. So their strengths are they're very strong and dominant. Mm-hmm. They're original, authentic. They're independent. And they like to hear everyone's point of view. Mm-hmm. I love that. Supposedly, like, my rising and my moon or Aquarius is both. Am I similar to that? No.
I don't know about that.
Damn, bitch.
You are authentic.
I am authentic.
I would definitely say you're authentic. I'm
not strong and dominant.
You are. I don't. The whole, you know what's throwing me off? Take this perspectives of everyone. I'm like, Jen.
Are you serious? I do. I always do.
I think you listen to everybody, but I think your mind is set. When your mind is set, you'll listen to everyone. You want to be an Aquarius now? That's what you're trying to say? You just want to, like, relate to this? All right,
so the weaknesses.
I feel like, what? Like, you want my opinion or no?
The weaknesses are runs from emotional expression. Temperamental. Ooh. Uncompromising and distant. That's not good.
That's like, okay, I'm going to be completely who I am. And you know what? If I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. I can get down with it. I asked my friend earlier.
Mm-hmm.
His best friend is actually an Aquarius. And I asked him. And I was like, all right, tell me about some of the people in your life. Like, I want to see if these match up. And he said, yeah. He said, especially with the, like, runs from emotional expression. Like, yeah.
Okay. Aquariuses. Now let's go to. and then Aquarius is who? The month, if you don't know your sign, for Aquarius, the month is January 20th to February 18th. But well, hold on. Wait, before we go to crises, how do you feel about their weaknesses? Because this is actually a lot. So it's runs from emotional expression, temperamental, and uncompromising and distant. What the fuck?
You know what? I think it's funny because it's like runs from emotional expression and then temperamental. Those are such like kind of like polar opposites. So it's like, I don't want to freaking tell you how I'm feeling at all.
But if you press me,
I'm about to be turnt up.
When you press me.
Yeah, like, so that's interesting.
So let's get to Pisces.
Aquarians out there, before we move on to Pisces and Aquarians out there, you know.
I'm single as hell, so let me know.
Just single, she living her best life, because you don't need to be single as hell. It is nothing wrong being single, y'all.
No, I don't even have a rock. All right, let's just keep
Pisces.
When Pisces. You are Pisces, if you don't know the calendar.
Okay, so you are February 19th to March 20th. So your strengths are you're compassionate, you're artistic, you're intuitive, you're gentle, and you're wise. Ooh.
Once upon a time, I used to always like think that I would be with a Pisces. I was like, oh my God, those are all the things that I love.
But then maybe the weaknesses is what the reason why you're not with them. Because the weaknesses are fearful, overly trusting. A Scorpio doesn't need an overly trusting person. Sad, desire to escape reality, can act as if they are the victim. You don't need that. You don't need someone that's going to act like they're a victim. And you don't need someone that's going to fucking, that desires to escape. Because you're going to fucking creep. You'll be like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you leaving me? Right?
Yeah, I'm a creep, right?
If you want to call yourself a creep.
I'm like.
Creep squad.
No, I'm not a creep.
Creep squad.
And like, if you about to dip out on me, like, if you my nigga, I'm gonna be like, hold on, where you going? What's going right. on? What you trying to?
Right. So
I don't.
They have good strengths.
So lonely.
All right. So what's next?
Yeah. So wait, she's like, yeah. So they have good strengths.
So wait. So let me see if have I dated a Pisces. I have, and that's why I'm ready to go to the next one, because the person I'm gonna show you the name who I dated was a Pisces.
Was, oh Lord have mercy.
So Sagittariuses, y'all, teen Sag, if you guys are looking for someone, if you guys are single and ready to mingle, I would suggest not to go with a Pisces, just because, I mean, my own personal experiences. But you know, I am a Sag to the day, and I recommend no one to do it. Have you dated a Pisces?
No, I actually haven't, but always heard that Pisces was like the one to date for me.
All right, we're gonna see the compatibility, and if that's the case, I guess that's what you're supposed to be with.
But
me and you definitely act differently when it comes to love.
Mm-hmm. So moving right along. So the Aries, if you're not familiar with the calendar date, that is March 21st to April 19th. The strengths, you guys are courageous, determined, confident, enthusiastic, optimistic, honest, and passionate. Very like fun and lovey and happy.
Girl, bitch, that is well rounded. Right? If you're Aries, congratulations.
Determined, confident, enthusiastic, optimistic, honest, and passionate. That is well-rounded, right? That came like...
Supposedly, I'm most compatible with them. So, that's all I gotta say.
We'll see if that's what my thing says. Oh. But, so that's bitch. Like pretty like...
Bitchy.
Yeah, I like that. It's pretty like well-rounded. So, here's their weaknesses, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe this is why they're crazy. They're impatient. They're moody. Short-tempered, impulsive, and aggressive. Hell yeah. Like, hell yeah. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Like... Wholeheartedly.
I'm just gonna have to
cough on that one. You annoying.
Just
wholeheartedly.
Because I don't know, like, I need to meet the right Aries, you know?
But moving right along. So, Taurus, that's yes. 420, April 20th. Shout out to my potheads out there. Up until May 20th.
Woo!
So, here's some of the strengths about the Taurus. They are reliable people. They are patient, practical, devoted, responsible, and stable. Again, all really, really strong, good qualities. Like,
I, like, have a lot of, like, Taurus friends. Like, Jasmine's a Taurus. Victoria's a Taurus. They're great friends. Do you have any friends that are Taurus?
Not really, but I have a ex-lover.
You have Jasmine.
Well, Jasmine, yeah.
Like, you guys have a great relationship.
Yeah, we do.
Have a great relationship. Like, even though, like, you adopted her.
Yeah, no, but I think all of these things, what they say about her is true, so.
But my thing is, I don't know if you've dated one or, like, tried to. I don't think I could date one. Because what's their... Yes, please, continue. What's their weaknesses?
So their weaknesses, they're stubborn, they're possessive, and they're uncompromising.
And that's why I can't date a Taurus.
I've actually had, like, I think I might be jumping the gun. I might be actually jumping the gun, but I've definitely had a successful relationship with a Taurus.
Maybe, I mean, I'm somewhat of a Scorpio, but, like, you know... Maybe that's what it is, because, like, maybe Scorpios are compatible with Tauruses, but, like, I'm good friends with them. For some reason, like, so one guy that I talked to for a couple of years, he was very suspicious about, like, how I moved, and it was just, like, I'm just being myself. It's kind of weird. Like, it's just, I can be friends with them, but I don't know if I can be in a relationship with a Taurus, if that makes sense.
No. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
You know, it's just, like... They're very suspicious, and they question, like, and then I feel like they also assume, like, who you are, because, like, the last person I talked to back in, like, when I was in college, he thought he knew who I was, but it had to take him, like, 3 years to understand, like, I wasn't who he thought I was. He was all about assuming.
All assumptions.
Yes. It's just like, you can't assume. Assumings
always make an ass out of you.
And what were their weaknesses again?
Their weaknesses, they're stubborn, possessive, and uncompromising.
So if you're stubborn and uncompromising, but you're stuck in your ways about how you feel about somebody, you're not gonna hear anything. I can be a friend with them because I can break that shit down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not in an emotional relationship with you. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But of course. But moving right along, mm-hmm. the Gemini. So I had a best friend that was a Gemini. Geminis are from May 21st to June 20th. Their strengths: they are gentle, affectionate, curious, adaptable. They have an ability to learn quickly and exchange ideas. So that's the Gemini. Do you know a lot of Geminis?
So I don't, but like, supposedly I'm compatible with them as well. I'm not sure, but the last situation you was there, I tried to talk to Gemini. It was just weird.
Well, you never know, because people were saying y'all looked real cute or whatever.
Geminis are cool, but like, whatever. What are their weaknesses? What are their weaknesses?
They are nervous, inconsistent, and indecisive.
Okay, I can see inconsistent and indecisive.
So those are like the big like ones for you.
I just don't think I could date one. Be friends, possibly, but like...
You never know. I think people normally see characteristics, hear what they are, and say like, no, I can't absolutely deal with it. Just solely based on the definition of the word. But like, you don't even know like if your energy can take that or not. Because when you're around something that could be like that, your energy could like counteract that shit.
And everyone goes through different shit in their life. Like, not every zodiac sign, you're not gonna fucking match with everybody. Like, not every Gemini is the same exact Gemini.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like similar characteristics.
Exactly.
So it's like,
you know,
don't believe all that hype. Okay. Look, I'm like, I'm gonna tell you that it could be possible. I'm gonna tell you. So now, Cancer, this is actually one of my, I guess I'll say one of my favorite signs. I think some of the closest people in my lives are Cancers. Also, some detrimental people have been Cancers, but Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. The strengths: they are tenacious, highly imaginative. They are loyal, emotional, sympathetic, and persuasive. Do you know Cancers?
I don't.
Really?
I don't know no Cancers for real. I think I met one.
Well, my best friend for like over 20 years.
Shout out to Sheena.
Is a Cancer. Yeah, she's definitely very loyal. Regardless of all the shit we've been through, she's always holding us down. Mm-hmm. But the weaknesses, they're very true. They can be very moody, pessimistic, suspicious, manipulative, and insecure. And I more so lean towards that, the weaknesses, when I think about something else. And you know what's crazy? It's interesting that they say
that's
insecure.
That's scary, though. If you're insecure, run them weaknesses back. That don't sound like I could trust you.
So it's
ass.
Like, moody, pessimistic, suspicious, manipulative, insecure. Because you're insecure, that is them bleeding into you being like suspicious. That's bleeding you into having to be manipulative. I've dealt with the Cancer for years. That all that shit, it represents him. It's crazy. But yeah,
I'm good off that. All right, so we have here, we have the Leo. Everyone, oh God, the Leo, the lion. The strengths of a Leo: creative, passionate, generous, warm-hearted, careful, and humorous. That's just very well-rounded.
Yeah, I think Leos are good people. But you know what it is? They're good people, and they will definitely help you. Mm-hmm. They're just self-centered as fuck.
So let's see the weaknesses.
Yeah.
The first weakness that I see here is arrogant.
Yeah.
That's the worst. And then following that is stubborn. And like you said, Nzinga, self-centered. Mm-hmm. Woo! Following that is lazy. And then following that is inflexible. So, damn. Mm-hmm.
Do you know a Leo? Yeah. My little brother is a Leo. And
I don't know your brother that well, but I don't think he's like this.
No. It's crazy because the strengths, he's 100% those. And the weaknesses, I'm like, nah, he's not. Like, he's the most caring person. Like, he puts himself last. Like, so it's weird because I'm just like,
Leo's
different.
And that's how I feel about Candace. All the positives, but I definitely would not say, like, she's lazy. Like, what the fuck? Self-centered? No, she's not. Maybe a little stubborn. Not arrogant. Not even inflexible. But, like, you know. But Leos are just, I would definitely say, are one of the stronger signs. We hear it. We know it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's just how I feel. But personally, I don't know if I would be able to like be in a relationship with one. Do you think you'd be in a relationship with one?
I've actually never had that experience. I don't want to shut anything out before I try it. So,
okay. You know. Okay. So what you got?
Yeah. So now the Virgos.
I love Virgos. I love them.
I really do.
They are like so particular. So like, I'm gonna make sure everything is perfect. Gotta appreciate that. So August 23rd to September 22nd, their strengths. They are loyal, which is always a good thing. Analytical, kind, hardworking, and practical. Yeah. That sounds like all the Virgos I know.
I had an ex. You know that one. He was one of the best exes I've ever had, just because of all those characteristics. He took care.
Yeah, he was cool. I appreciated
just
him.
Just not
as well.
For me.
You know what's crazy? It's like you sit here and you'll be like, okay, let me think about the exes I can be with. And this is how you know, like, I feel like this is how you really test out the compatibility. You're like, okay, when we broke up, what was the aftermath? How was our relationship after?
And we gonna talk about that.
Yeah, so.
It makes you understand what zodiac sign you fuck with and
the most.
Right, and the ones that you don't.
But the weaknesses, some things people don't like about the Virgos, they're very shy, worrisome. They can be overly critical of themselves and others.
Okay.
And they can often come off as like all work and no play.
Oh no, I can deal with that. Those are the best weaknesses I've heard so far.
Would you agree? Yeah. It depends on the type of person you are though. That's the thing, because maybe someone being stubborn is like, okay, whatever, I can deal with that. You know?
I get that. This is Libra. Let me tell you, this might be my favorite sign. I love Libras. I love them as lovers and I love them as friends.
You know some Libras.
You know Jaleesa's a Libra.
Oh, I love her. Shout out to Jaleesa 305. All the way. Period.
If you want to get to know her a little bit better, she's on the last episode on season 3.
Yes.
On
episode
Dick
23.
The Dick Size Matter. She's on that.
Yes. Shout out to her.
A Libra, their birthdays are from September 23rd to October 22nd. Their strengths are collaborative, okay, so they like to work together, thoughtful, they care, gracious, fair-minded, and social. I love that.
Very well-rounded. Libras are really nice people.
Let's talk about the weaknesses then. Indecisive, avoids confrontation, and will carry a grudge.
The avoids confrontation, though, isn't a bad thing. Like, someone who doesn't want to get into, like, drama or get into any
but
bullshit.
But indecisive, you don't know what the fuck you want. And that can be like relationship wise or just like friendship wise. You don't know what the fuck you want.
Oh, I didn't think about it like that.
That's yeah. Thank you. Next. Scorpio, your bitch ass.
Yes, this is me. Tell me. What do they say?
Okay, so October 23rd to November 21st. This is who you are. Strengths, you're resourceful. You're brave.
Do you agree about these things with me?
I'm not done. Okay. Passionate. This is bitch. Stubborn, a true friend. You are a true friend because I be really questioning like the friends you be having sometimes.
Right.
Stubborn, absolutely. Because sometimes I be figuring out like you just don't want to hear me when I tell you the truth. Passionate, yes. I have nothing to say about that. Brave, yes. Resourceful, yes, bitch. This bit. Weaknesses, distrusting.
That's so unfortunate. Distrusting.
I can understand that.
I feel like if it's people that...
You might put me in a situation where I did not ask for it. So that's distrusting.
She said that I didn't ask for it.
Jealous? You tell me.
Yeah, no. If you my man, I get jealous over like shit that's mine.
But what about your friends?
No, my friends, I actually don't care about that. I'm not. Yeah, I've never been the person that's jealous about who their friends are friends with. I actually don't care about that. I'd be like, nah, it's cool.
Okay.
I got friends.
Okay, so
over secret, my nigga though, yeah,
secretive, absolutely, and violent when need be.
Right, when need be. Okay,
girl. I mean, I love Scorpios. My last ex was a Scorpio, and he made me realize I'm not as passionate as I thought I was. Was like so passionate, so in love. I was in love too. I don't know.
I thoroughly enjoy being a Scorpio. You know, we're the most sexual sign, they say.
Okay, so we're done with the zodiac proud signs. Of that. We went through all of them.
No, we didn't. Sagittarius, you want me to leave you out?
Oh, shit, bitch, you can't leave the best out. What's
so this is all about you. So Sag is from November 22nd to December 21st.
This was like, I'm on the cusp of 24th.
Yeah, you are very early. So you're actually much earlier than me. So you're like a brand new, like super early. So the Sages that are like later on are different than you.
Yes.
Very different. So here are the strengths. Generous, idealistic, and great sense of humor. So I definitely think you're generous. Idealistic, yeah, at times.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great sense of humor, yes. We be
naturally.
Weak.
We be weak. What's the weaknesses?
The weaknesses. So it says that you promise more than you can deliver.
That's factual.
You are impatient. Yes. We'll say anything no matter how undiplomatic. Fucking yes. That is the one. That is the one. I don't know, like, if I can coin that as a weakness every time, but definitely we'll say anything no matter how undiplomatic. That I just really think
I don't give a fuck.
Like, I have a lot of Sagittariuses that are in my life, and y'all motherfuckers just don't be giving no fucks. Like, y'all be out of fucking control.
The truth will get you far. That's all that matters.
That shit may set y'all free, but it be fucking the people up. Let people live their lives.
Let the tea spill, bitches.
Yes, child. Honey, child. Yeah, but.
Let the tea spill.
Let me tell you, I just don't be knowing. And a lot of the times, you know, it's cool though, because I'm starting to realize, like, I start to think about, like, the people that I have in my life, and I'm like, all right, are these people that I'm compatible with in terms of, like, friendship wise, in terms of, like, long terms, overall compatibilities, lovers. And you know, you really just think about, like, well, what signs are actually compatible? And it's funny because I was having a conversation recently and I'm like, okay, I can tell you what signs you're compatible with. And they were like, oh, you can look at that Google shit, but I'm gonna tell you about my real life. So I think it's interesting to see, like, well, who's compatible with who according to Google?
Right.
And then according to our real lives. Just about to jump straight back to Aries. So the greatest compatibility, this is like overall all life, like you can just do it all, lifelong partner. They're most compatible with Libras and Leos, according to Google.
Ooh, the curve. Okay.
Thought it was. But I mean, I don't know. Have you felt differently? Like, have you had any
interactions? No. I want to funnel in that pool. No, so no.
Now, Taurus, they say are most compatible with Scorpios and Cancers. And you know, it's interesting because I've always heard that I was most compatible. I'm a Scorpio and I've always heard that I'm most compatible with Cancers. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see that a Taurus is most compatible with Scorpios and Cancers. And I'm like, damn, because my first love. Ever. I was so in love, y'all.
I think I know who she's talking about.
I be so in love. It's so funny. Me, I like a guy and I be so in love. It'd be ridiculous. I don't know. I don't think I would like want to be with him now. And I think about compatibility in such a like different sense, because it's like, I would not want to be with him. Like, that would not be my boyfriend now at all, because he's ratchet as fuck. But in terms of like where my mind is with him, we were definitely like chilling cool. Like, I'd be like, yeah, nigga, like I'm completely 100% comfortable around you, because we can finish each other's sentences. So
okay. That's how I feel about Jasmine, even though that's not my girl.
But no, I mean, that's your best friend, right? So that works too.
It does.
Yeah. Now, Gemini, this is all for you. Have you ever dealt with any Geminis?
That's why I'm like, no, I have not.
Well, maybe you should, because compatibility wise, greatest compatibility overall for Geminis is Sagittarius and Aquarius.
Well, the last Gemini I tried to talk to was the last Gemini I tried to talk to. So,
We gonna find her a Gemini, because that's where it goes. Because maybe that's where you gotta go, honey. Maybe that's where you gotta go.
I don't know.
You know what? They always say the best relationship starts out as friendships, and that's a good friend. And I'm all here for it.
Whatever. Next.
Thank you, Next. That's still a good friend, bitch.
Thank you, Next. Okay.
So, Cancers are most compatible with Capricorns and Taurus.
Okay.
Which is funny. I always thought Cancers is most, my best friend since I was in kindergarten is a Cancer. I think friendship-wise, definitely most compatible with her. Okay, she holds me down. My last relationship was a Cancer, too. And I mean, when things were good, it was great. So, Cancers, we can make it work.
I've never dated a Cancer. I'm very consistent with who I date. We'll talk about that. All right, so let me get on the other side of things. So, a Leo. The most compatible are Sagittarius, Libra, Gemini, and Aries. Every single one of these signs, they seem very dominant. So, it seems like a Leo needs a dominant individual to be with.
Yeah. Because they are dominant individuals, though.
So, they just need a dominant person.
That would make the most sense.
Yes. So Libra, the most compatible for Libra is Leo and Sagittarius. And that's why I love them. Right?
I don't know. You tell me. You
because
got
because it's just like I feel Libras like
you dated or that you've been.
I did. Let me count through 1, 2, 3. So I've had out of she the seven out of all the seven men that I've dated, like you're my boyfriend, I'm your girlfriend. There is 7 people that I've dated that are Libras.
Damn, how many boyfriends you had, girl?
I'm 28. I've had 8 in total. Like,
damn. So does that make me like? What does that make me? Because I've like officially had 2 boyfriends in my whole life.
I have a problem then. The first step is admitting that you have a problem.
Oh, okay. I'm like, or does that mean
I mean,
that
but at the same time, like, I started having boyfriends at a younger age than you, I feel like.
I mean, my first boyfriend was when I was 17. I was in high school.
Man. Yeah. Leo and Sagittarius, I get it. Like, I love a Libra. Like I said, out of the 8, I've dated 3 Libras in my life, and they've all been adventures. Like, it's been a ride, a roller coaster throughout the whole entire time. So, it's cool. And then, so, a Scorpio.
Ooh.
Your compatibility, it's so funny.
What is that? I want to hear.
Yourself or Pisces?
It says Scorpio or Pisces. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy because I actually have a story. So I'm going to take this time to break the ice and tell a story. I feel like I could never date a Scorpio because let me tell you something. This is what I know is 100% true about me. Scorpios, we're very sexual people. I won't even lie. I'm a very sexual person. Like if I am comfortable with you, if I'm ready to go there with you. Now, I know a Scorpio that this man has the biggest crush on me and he's cool. But I just really, I don't know. His vibe is so weird. And it's like, I can't really get down with this. So we've never like done anything. We'll just chill. And I'm just like, okay, like whatever. Like you're cool, I guess. But it's just weird. And then I was like thinking about it. I was like, shit, my ass be acting like that too. When I like really, really like somebody, I be getting kind of fucking weird. And I be getting a little bit uncomfortable, or I'll be kind of like feeling shy to not really be myself. But if it's someone that I'm just like, okay, I'm vibing with, I don't really like them like that, but I'm like, okay, we're vibing. I'm like, damn, you know what? I can feel there's some like sexual tension. I'll be a little bit more comfortable. But it's always people that I really, really like that I'll be kind of like weird about. So given that Scorpios, that's how we are and that's how this nigga is, I don't think I could date a Scorpio. Unless the Scorpio, like,
maybe he's different.
Unless, no, he's weird and he acts like how I would act if I really like somebody.
I'm saying that every, like we mentioned, every Scorpio is different. Like my ex,
I don't think I would want to date a Scorpio. But he was probably comfortable and fine around you. So the Sag.
Yes, Sagittarius. Sag in between.
So Sagittarius is most compatible with Gemini and Aries.
I have not bonded in any one of those pools.
And maybe that's why you haven't had the best of luck.
I don't know a Gemini. I don't know an Aries. So it's just like, maybe I need to, like you said, follow in that pool to understand like, okay, maybe I need to go into that to understand who they are. So I get that. I get that. All right, so Capricorns. Yeah, because I am definitely not on this list. Pisces, Scorpio, Virgo, and Taurus. They're compatible with a couple people.
Wait. Okay, that's cool.
That's how we feel about
Capricorns. Cap, let me think.
It's all good. We can move to the next one because I'm not really a fan.
Cap, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I've ever, like, I'm trying to think. Have I ever dated a Capricorn?
Maybe. We can always next them. I'm completely fine with that.
Yeah, I don't know. Capricorn, shout out to y'all. I guess you know, I'm compatible. That's why I said a lot of my siblings are Capricorns, like, and we're fine, so.
Aquarius. Let's move on to the next because I don't give a fuck. Gemini and Libra.
Okay,
then Pisces is Scorpio and Cancer.
Ooh, I knew that. No, I knew what Pisces was mine, though. I knew that. They always say that. And this boy, when I was 12 years old, he lived across the street from me. We grew up together. I was, like, madly in love with him. And I knew he was a Pisces. And I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, the person I'm going to marry. That was, like, the idea
I had. At 12 years old. All right. Let's continue on. Leo.
He's a crackhead now. It's crazy.
The Leo. Yeah, he's a crackhead. So let's keep it moving. Sagittarius, Libra, Gemini, and Aries. So I need either a Leo or a Gemini.
Told you a Gemini already, though.
Whatever. But I mean, when it comes to like the compatibility, I feel like everyone, it just depends. We're born on different days. Everyone's characteristics, everyone's just way of life is completely different. So like you can't really know who's best for you until you like really experiment. And like I said, like I dated like 3 different Libras. I dated a Sag, I dated a Taurus, a Libra. Well, I said Libra. Scorpio, Pisces. I dated a whole bunch. So it's like you have to really fondle in that pool, mm-hmm. to understand, like, you have to fondle with everyone. to like understand like what you want.
So I have here, last but not least, because you know me and Zing are the most like, you know, we're just all about, you know, the sexual stuff. We have three most sexual zodiac signs, the horniest ones. So number one is, drum roll please, Scorpio, the king of the orgasm. The king of the orgasm, the most sexual sign. They're basically famous for their abilities in the bedroom.
How? You know what I want to say? I definitely, I'll just speak on behalf of the Scorpios. I definitely take that with pride. I also want to say that,
Lord have mercy,
if you are in the bedroom and not like doing what you need to do for a Scorpio, or you're not giving a Scorpio sex as frequently, it's not going to be a good thing. And sometimes Scorpios were extremely sensitive, and like we might not necessarily just want to attack you and like reach out for the sex, but just know that we always want it. So like you should definitely try to like see if we're about it, because if we are and you're not the one initiating it every time, it could be like a slight to us, even if that's not how you feel or how what you mean to do. So that's just something I'm gonna put out there. Why you beeping me?
I can't deal with her.
I just want to let people know on behalf of all the Scorpios. I know I speak for my Scorpio brothers and sisters.
I feel it. Okay, y'all are the most sexual sign. Right underneath y'all are the Aries, supposedly the wild animal. When they want something, they want it now. That includes whoever is in front of them, and that feels that they feel like they want to drag into the bedroom at that point in time. So they're like they're about it. Okay,
that's what it sounds like.
And then last, out of the most sexual signs is the Taurus, and we call him the Romeo to your Juliet. Yeah. Okay,
I think that's why I could get along with a Taurus. They in the
probably
top three.
Unlike Aries, and Taurus enjoys foreplay. They are super in tune with all five human areas, senses, or whatever you want to call it, areas, and they'll make sure they hit every motherfucking spot.
Ooh, daddy.
Drops phone. Okay, so
like that.
That's the most sexiest signs. Well, I'm sorry, sexual. For me, I feel like Sagittarius should be a part of that, because like we're very adventurous, and like we like to like, you know, do just different shit. We like to just do different things. Like, I think we should be a part of this, but we're not.
I think, and I also might be different. Like, I mean, to the same token of what you're saying, you're like, everybody's different. So it might legitimately just be different. Like, right. You might be just a different type of Sag.
Because I am on the cusp of Scorpio, the king of orgasms.
You understand? So you might be different.
You know. But I hope that, like, we summed
everything up for you guys. We went through
and, like,
everything. It's amazing. We've been talking a lot this episode. It's a new year. Happy New Year.
Happy 2019.
New year. New shit. So I think we're both like settling on the signs is what you make it. This is what
absolutely.
The horoscopes say, but it's definitely what you make it. But girl, it's a new year, new shit. Like, let's get this.
No, for real. And everyone, like, just be who you are. Continue to be who you are. Don't let the zodiac signs scare you or think you're different or nothing like that. Just be who you are. I use the horoscopes as a way to guide you in a way, you know, just like on your everyday.
But
like
never
I said, download daily horoscopes and just
add
that.
Plug.
That's a plug.
But definitely, you know, I never settled on it because it doesn't have to be like what it says it is. Trust me.
Yes. You know, just I hope this helped you guys when it comes to understanding like what your sign is in relation to who you are as a person. Yeah, it's been lit. I love me a zodiac. I love zodiac signs.
Zodiacs. Y'all, I'm here. I'm living my life. 2019. I'm trying to get this, y'all. Who knows what journey we're going to go on, but
yes,
I'm a Scorpio. I'm here.
And I'm a Sag. And I'm here. The two S's.
Yes. And this is Getting Real with Zing and Joe.
Episode 24. Like, y'all,
baby,
I know we played last year. With like four episodes. We about to come back, so just get ready for that. All right, y'all.
Later.
It's been real.
Bye.